This is a recording of the open session of the Federal Election Commission held on November 19, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll begin with the second matter, notice of proposed rulemaking on federal office holders and candidates' participation in certain non-federal fundraising events. We have David Atkins and Amy Rothstein for the General Counsel's staff to begin anytime. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I would note that the documents were submitted late.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
I would move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-77.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. The motion passes 6-0. Please begin, Council.
Thank you and good morning. The draft notice of proposed rulemaking and agenda document 0977 proposes changes to the Commission's rules regarding federal candidate and office holder participation in non-federal fundraising events. The proposed changes are in response to the decision of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit in Shays versus FEC, which found the Commission's existing rule invalid. If the Commission approves the draft NPRM, the Office of General Counsel seeks the authority to make technical and conforming changes and will submit the draft for publication in the Federal Register. Thank you, and I can answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Councilors. Any comments from the Commission? Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you very much to the OGC staff for all of your hard work on this, to Ms. Smith, Ms. Rothstein, who's back there, and Mr. Atkins. We really appreciate it. And especially to Eric Wang from our staff, who's done a lot of work on this proposal as well. Thank you to my colleague, Commissioner Weintraub, who's helped us with the other NPRMs to finalize something to get out for public comment. Also to the chairman, who came up with a very good idea, I think, and we've incorporated in here to add an additional, what we're calling a reply comment period. So the comments for this NPRM will be due on February 8th, and we'll have something new this time. We're going to try a reply comment period so that persons who submit comments by February 8th will have an opportunity to respond to comments filed by others. And we're hoping that those comments are kept narrow to just commenting on what others have said on this rulemaking. And that second round of comments will be due on Monday, February 22nd, and the hearing on this NPRM will be on March 10th. 2010. Regarding the NPRM, there are three very different alternative proposals in the rule, and there are really not many similarities between any of them. I think, you know, they have very different interpretations of the Shays 3 court opinion, and we anxiously await public comment on it because I think that's going to be very helpful for us to make some really tough decisions that we'll have going forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And I do want to thank Commissioner Hunter and Commissioner Weintraub for working the Commission through this arduous task of coming up with a very wide panoply of theories and concepts on what to do in this case. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to thank Commissioner Hunter and Mr. Wang, as well as Claire Rajan on my staff, and the excellent OGC staff for all of their efforts. A lot of work went into these three documents. I think in some ways people thought, well, this shouldn't be too hard to do. The court said, you know, take out four words, I think, and so, you know, how hard could that be? And indeed, we have alternative one that pretty much sticks to that, what we call the scalpel approach of just taking out the words that the court found to be problematic in the last rule. But we also have two more alternatives that try in different ways to answer more questions. Some of these questions are questions that the last group of commissioners deadlocked on, so I don't know whether after all the work we've put in and all the comments come back, whether we will be able to get any further on this than previous groups of commissioners have. But, you know, it really, we ask, in some ways, we ask the same questions over and over again in the course of this document, and it all comes down to what the provision means in the statute that says that candidates and office holders are allowed to appear and to appear, speak, and be featured guests at state party fundraising, state and local party fundraising events, and what does the court opinion mean that that said that our last rule was not an adequate way of interpreting that provision, and where do we go from here? So I think it'll be interesting to see what people have to say about it, and we'll see what we can make out of it at the end of the day, and if we can come up with something. I do think that while in some ways, you know, some people might look at this as something that doesn't have a lot of, could be very narrow in its focus and only speaks to what candidates and office holders can say at these particular kinds of events. But I think that in light of some recent and ongoing litigation, it could actually have some fairly wide-reaching impact because it could affect how candidates and office holders can help to raise funds for all sorts of non-federal purposes. And we could see a lot more of that going on if we have more outside groups that are involved in more independent expenditures. How are they going to raise the money for their independent expenditures? Well, they may ask like-minded members of Congress to help them out with that in various ways. And I think that that is one possible ramification of this rulemaking, that it could affect exactly what those candidates and office holders can do with respect to these outside groups. Could be very narrow, could be very broad. We'll see where we end up at the end of the day. But again, I want to thank everybody who worked very hard on this, and all of my colleagues, really, who reviewed many, 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 many drafts before we got to this point.
Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with everything Commissioner Weintraub has said, and I just wanted to add it that not only does the NPRM respond to the Shays 3 court ruling, but Alternatives 2 and 3 in very different ways try to provide guidance to the regulated community on an area I think we can all agree is quite convoluted and very difficult to understand. We've had many AOs in the past, as Commissioner Weintraub said, that have deadlocked on a variety of important questions. So both Alternative 2 and 3 attempt to provide additional guidance beyond what the court asked us to do.
Thank you. Any further comment? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to support this NPRM, and I also want to thank my colleagues, Commissioner Hunter and Commissioner Weintraub, for the fine work that they did, and also, of course, to the good folks in OGC, who these never get put to bed without a tremendous amount of blood, sweat, and tears being shed. And so Rosie and David and Amy, thank you very much for all your work. And I also want to thank my two counsel, John Barman and Kevin Plummer, for all the time and effort they've put into helping me along with this process as well. This will be the third time. This is hopefully the last of the Shays rulemakings that we'll be having to undertake. This will be the third time we go through this process. Hopefully the third time will be the charm. But as we get ready to enter into the 2010 election cycle, as it starts to get underway in earnest, what candidates can and can't say and what they can and can't do at state party fundraisers and other non-federal fundraising events, I think, is becoming increasingly important that we be able to answer that. And so this is a very critically important rulemaking. And so I'm really looking forward to the comments and the testimony that are submitted, because I think that we will really appreciate and need that guidance, and will be interested in that comment to get the opinions of those on the outside as to how can we most faithfully implement the requirements of the law while also being faithful and to the decision that was made by the Shays 3 court. So I look forward to this process moving along. Again, thank my colleagues for all their hard work on this, and like I said, hopefully the result will be a positive one at the end of the trail.
Any further comment? Not. I'd just like to echo everything that's been said, and with the hope that, yes, I think we owe an obligation to really work on this to try and come up with some guidance, and hopefully we won't deadlock. And the input that we get from the public might help us along the way. So I'm real pleased to be able to support it and get this on the books. Do we have a motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And let me also thank Eric Hallstrom on Commissioner Marley's staff and Brad Deutsch on your staff, Mr. Chairman, who were also very helpful to me in my thinking and to all of us, I know, as we were going through this. And with that, I move approval of Agenda Document 0977 and direct counsel to make technical and conforming amendments and to arrange for publication in the Federal Register and get us started again. Thanks.
Thank you. I would add, yes, that, that Brad does help me with my thinking every day in great ways, along with Stacy and Tom, and we'll talk about that later. Just another comment. When I first got on the commission in January of 06, the first thing I was told is we've got to finish these Shays rulemakings. And Mr. Chairman Toner was then chairman, and I think we had five that spring and went into the fall. And so here we are, and maybe actually 3 years later we can do this. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. And Council, thanks very much for everything.